When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
And wait, Zach, you know what you never got to? Your kink.
Oh my gosh.
This is huge. I think this is a good place to start.
Oh, we're rolling.
Okay.
I think this is a great place to start. I discovered a new kink. And I need to, again, be careful when I say that, especially when I make eye contact with people.
So you were just sort of discovering your body and...
No, not what happened. And I'm glad we're starting here because I genuinely don't know if this can stay in the episode. Like, I don't know if this is kink shaming.
Well, or no matter what you say, we'll repeat it a bunch of times. it can't be cut out integrally.
Okay. It's really exciting to me because it's very rare that something just enters your life unexpectedly and you go like, oh, wow, I'm... tickled.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I need to read a tweet.
I'm just so curious about what this is.
So I'm going through my Twitter.
Do you have any guesses?
Can I guess?
Go. I would love.
Obviously, here's the things it's not, because they're common.
Yeah.
Feet, nipple play.
Fucking sucking,
69ing.
Well, why don't we start with Miles? What's your kink?
Oh, that's, I mean, there's too many to count.
Sorry. The idea of a kink is what? It's like you are specifically into a thing that's like...
It's like not common. It's very specific.
Like you like something that a lot of people don't really associate with sexuality.
Or, yeah, exactly. It's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you brainstorming what yours are?
Before you get into this new one you discovered, would you say what? You're sort of a vanilla guy in the bedroom? Rainey stuffing poke into her mouth, by the way.
Well, you can't ask me.
Rainey just... No, well, obviously, we're not going to ask Rainey. But just the thought of me asking that to Zach whilst Rainey is shoving poke, there's something about it that's like, am I dreaming?
You're wearing your candid competition
down
under.
Yeah, like, it's
head.
All off. Everything is like one degree in the wrong direction.
Yeah, we're in dangerous territory.
Sorry, so what were your...
Well, I'm not aware of that many kinks.
Wow. Not a worldly man, are you, Zach?
I would say I'm probably aware of all of them.
I learned a couple years ago about the balloon people.
That are into what? Balloons?
Balloons.
Oh, like when they pop?
I think all of it.
When they pop, they pop?
When I just
pop,
got it.
You that pop, she pops.
When I pop, you pop. Just like that.
So,
I think it's like the sound of the...
Yeah, sure. Oh. Sure.
And people like balloons.
Yeah, okay.
It was a thing. Mm-hmm. I know people accused us of being in diapers. Wasn't a kink, just comedy.
Sure. Yeah. Not beating the kink allegations.
So, do you have any more guesses or shall I?
No, I think I want you to guess. I want you to tell me.
So, I was on Twitter. I opened up that old hellhole app. Sure. And I looked into my mentions because I liked self-aggrandizing. I like feeling good about myself. Sure. And so...
people canceling you. You're like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, this
I
is
am
sick.
Perceived.
And so, Taylor, thank you. I'm going to shout you out. She was watching the new episode of Candid Competition, and she was confused, as were many, because if you haven't watched Candid Competition, first of all, Miles is electric in it.
Oh, thank mm-hmm. you, Zach.
His star turn. I did piercings, and I got my septum pierced, which was painful and crazy. And so... I had my septum, but we filmed stuff out of order, which I realized
in the edit. I was like,
I was
really funny though.
I mean, like us, the breakups episode, which was the third episode, us going to IHOP was the first thing we filmed.
Yes. Right.
But people like, I think just assume that things aren't edited.
They assume it happened the day that you put it out.
That it filmed linearly the day it happened or the day before. But no, we filmed all out of order. So I got my septum pierced like a month after we finished filming everything else. Then we filmed a bunch of other stuff. But as a result, the video, it's like, my septum's in, then it's out, then it's in, then it's out. Yeah. And so she was confused. She was like, did he Did he keep it in? Did he?
Oh my God.
So she was.
I got it.
You know it.
I know the kink.
I'm very happy for you.
Name that kink. Who's that kinky man? Sorry.
Okay.
So she Googled to try and figure out, did Zach keep the septum ring? She didn't find that out. But what she did find out is a screenshot that she sent me from sneezefetishforum.com. And whoa. Kaylin is nodding knowingly.
Kaylin is really aggressively nodding.
I was
She's still nodding.
So fucking surprised and delighted to find out that sneeze kink is a thing.
And they scoped you out specifically for
this
that
video?
This
is a post, they were watching the new Try Guys Candy competition, was surprised to see Zach actually go through with getting the septum piercing, knowing that piercings can sometimes cause people to sneeze. I was curious.
Well, you did sneeze also on air. You said, 1 second, I have to sneeze, when they put in the septum.
Well, and then the septum like made me sneeze like 8 times.
I thought you were never
going
to. I was like, what if he just never stopped sneezing?
So apparently, that's a thing that happens when you get your septum pierced. Like, yeah. You are known to sneeze. So this person was like, "Oh shit, this about to get good."
So are they excited for you to sneeze? Or are they excited to watch someone sneeze?
They are turned on
by
the sneezes.
By someone else sneezing.
All
to
of
me,
it.
I get being like, I want to sneeze. It's sort of a release for the body. But I guess I'm not getting, I guess this just shows I don't have this kink.
Yeah, because I remember when I was in like middle school and it was like, okay, well, what does an orgasm feel like? It's like you think about sneezing. That somebody told me that.
I can guess, neither confirm nor deny. I was.
You've never had one.
I want you to picture me in. I was laying in bed. It was before I went to bed.
Oh my God.
Maybe don't picture that. Don't picture that. I take it back. Picture me in my home being normal.
My home gym.
Fully clothed, working out.
Picture you greased up, working out.
No, no exercise equipment at all. Picture me standing over the stove, cooking a lovely meal.
Yes, chef.
And I find out that something as innocuous as sneezing is helping someone get off.
So you think that a few people could be watched?
I feel like $1 million.
You feel like by sneezing so much in that video, you sort of helped people get off.
Real quick, temp check. How are we feeling about keeping this in?
At this point, we have no choice but to keep it in. We'll just bleep just a long, one long bleep.
I don't know if it's shaming. But you know, I did a little digging on the forum.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I did a little digging.
Don't have time to do dishes, but you do have time to browse sneezekinks.com.
My house is in disarray.
Your Christmas tree is still up.
It is, by the way, and I think that that's right.
Yeah.
I think I'm right for that. I did a little digging, and there's, you know, this is a diaspora of people. There's not.
What do you mean by diaspora?
There's quite a few categories.
There's a range here. There's not just one sneeze fits all.
Oh sure. So people, different types of people,
different
sneezes for
different
folks.
Yokes. So some people, there was a question.
Yeah.
And it said, "What kind of sneezes do you like? Do you like?" And I quote,
"Oh my God,
when people blow chunks."
The world is a tapestry.
It's beautiful.
It really is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You know, because I don't particularly subscribe to the sneezes don't get me off.
No.
I
think that it's a more interesting world that some people do.
Now,
and yeah, don't leave pleasure on the table, to quote Kelsey Dara.
By the way, great.
Did you say that quote
again?
Did
Kelsey say that, or was she quoting somebody? Because it's really genius. Don't leave pleasure on the table.
I don't know. I can't.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So one more. I dug deeper.
Oh my God, Zach. How deep did you?
Well, I went to the main page and I just looked at all the topics.
And what were some of the other
like
ones?
It feels like you clicked on a few videos.
How many hours were you on Reddit?
By the way, I did click on one of the videos and you had to sign in, and I'm like, no, this is where the rabbit hole
is. It was 18 plus?
I don't know if it was 18 plus, but it's like, you had to be a member. I'm like, no.
Definitely it was like an age-gated thing.
We're in too deep. Yeah. But there are people who enjoy looking at sneezes. There are people who enjoy being the sneezy. And so...
If only the lock could meet the key.
And so there are things that can purchase, that you can procure, that help the sneeze come out.
Like pepper.
Like pepper.
Or a feather.
And so people now are using this forum to find each other, to figure out, how do I talk to my partner about this?
And that you meet somebody on Snyder?
You want to come over and make me sneeze? Do not cut that out of context.
All right, well...
And that's the end mark for Rainy Tubanius marking. Okay, from here on out, that's safe for the edit. Is that, by the way, that's your Stanley?
Yeah, can we talk about the Stanley?
Well, I
think we have to.
I feel like you're sort of...
Oh, wait, I held it the wrong... Oh, no, I held it the right way.
I feel like you're sort of jumping on the train.
Right as the train is exploding.
Yeah.
Into a million pieces.
Uh-huh. The Stanley's all the rage. I guess
it was the rage. 3 months ago.
I don't
That's what you love about Zach. He'll hop on the trend. Rise and it's just fizzling out, burning out. He'll jump on the coals.
I know that people are mad about Stanley because they're like, you know, there's lead in some of them or something.
Is that true?
I think it's technically true, but my very preliminary research, it's like, you're fine. Don't worry about it. And lead tests are like, can be wrong.
What do you think about your Stanley?
I love my Stanley.
Don't get it.
What?
Do people love it because it's a cup?
It's a cup. It gives me water, which is my lifeblood.
Okay, but so does the faucet. And people aren't running.
Well, the faucet is step one. It goes faucet, Stanley on my mouth.
I was about to say, the faucet makes the water.
Here's my problem with this Stanley. You ready for this? Spills.
I mean, I just think it's like it's a ton of water and fits in the cup holder and is like really aesthetic.
To me, the cup holder part, I do get that.
Yeah.
Because people are like, I get a water bottle, it's not fitting in the cup holder. Mm-hmm. I understand that entirely. I think that the straw portion, that's why I've got the,
Owala.
I've got the Owala, and I really like that as a water bottle. Mm-hmm. That's sort of my new daily driver. The Stanley, I think, what really gets you there is that handle. That handle.
Yeah, I mean,
being able to cup your little fingers in there. Mm. Whoop, that's nice. And so yeah. I get it. But the idea is people are also like robbing Starbucks to get crazy Stanleys. I don't get that.
Tell me what you would do here. Maggie was at her hairdresser.
Yeah.
There was a pink Stanley with a little cute kawaii octopus. Aww. Straw topper.
Cute.
And the hairdresser was like, hey, this has been here for a week. I asked everybody. No one's claiming it. I can't drink it because if she comes back, then she's going to know. Do you want it?
Yeah.
What do you do? Use water bottle.
I say, of course.
Yeah, why not?
Use water bottle. Who cares?
Yeah, we washed it out.
Yeah, we washed it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
you guys are stealing. No, that's, it's a victimless crime. It's been there for, I guess a week's not that long.
She calls it like I made up a week. I don't know. She said it's been here for weeks.
Oh, there
whatever.
You
but how the hairdresser was like, I don't want it.
How much is a Stanley?
Like $35.
Is that a lot? I don't think that's fine.
Nope. Sorry, $55.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money for a water bottle. And can by I, the way, it's not, a, and that that's how they get you. It's not really a bottle.
Can I bone a pick?
Of course.
Pick my bone, Zach.
I'm going to bone your pick. Tote bags. Enough.
Whoa.
And now let me elaborate. Love a tote. Got a tote. Now you go to restaurants and they say, oh, we for our takeout, we don't do plastic bags. We give totes. Too many totes.
Wait.
I am not going to that kind
We're
of restaurant.
We're going to different restaurants. Okay, Mr. All right.
They
no,
give
okay.
you a faux fabric bag. It's
Let's
a little
go.
Thank you for my
no, when you're going to, when your butler picks up your food from the nicest restaurant and they give you a full freezy bag,
it was like,
what
it's like not like a full tote. It was a cheap restaurant. It's like not a full tote. It's like a half, I don't know. It was
Nobu?
Like
a, when it's giving you a tote?
Yeah, you don't do Nobu to go on the reg?
Nobu to go is steak rare.
I do. And I just like, now I have like, I have so many totes.
I'll say.
I don't know what to do with. And this is not better for the environment. You're supposed to have two totes.
No, the tote thing, I have like a, there's too many totes in my house. And I've had enough of them.
Real quick around the room. How many totes do you own?
Like two or three. I'm not getting them for free.
Jaw dropped. How many? You own more. Do you have over 10?
I have definitely over 10. But
of course.
It's most of them is concert merch.
Okay, I fuck with that. I'm on board.
Here's what I have. WGBH from when I worked at Boston Public Radio.
Cool.
This one that I got for free when I ran the Boston Marathon. And this Baja Fresh one from Keith.
Well, here's a question.
I'm realizing it's not groceries. it's like you buy something from like a, like we bought like a pottery
100%
thing. And
okay.
You're like,
no, that's common.
Yeah.
But like, and they sell it to you instead of like, we don't have bags. we have totes.
It's like, not a tote, it's like a fabric. It's like a very thin fabric. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I just, there's no way this is better for the world. And they're telling you that it's like, oh, we're giving you this eco-friendly thing.
The tote, what do you use a tote for, Rainey? Because I think that that's a cool WGHB, you said?
Yeah, WGB, wait, GHBH.
GHB is a drug.
Poppers?
Is GHB poppers? You ever do poppers?
I haven't.
Oh, I definitely have.
But I,
really?
You, yeah.
Wait, you did what? What?
I never talked about this.
Oh, daylight saving, spring forward. We got that extra hour in the evening. It is so nice. But now, as a result, waking up in the morning kind of sucks, right? You wake up in the dark. So I always get screwed up this time of year, but this year is going to be easier because now I have a Hatch. A Hatch can help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make the time change transition seamless and enjoyable because the Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routine simple and enjoyable for a phone-free bedtime no matter what time of year it is. And with a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine-building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens that keep you up. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/tripod. Visit hatch.co/tripod to get $20 off and free shipping. Hatch.co/tripod. Poppers are the butthole drug.
Yeah.
Oh, well, people say they're the butthole drug.
No, they don't say it. They are. It's a drug that you sniff and it
I'm like, I can't believe I haven't talked about this before.
I can't either.
Do you want me to tell the people what poppers do
before?
And here
I'm giving the tripod my exclusive about my poppers experience.
Sorry, are we not in first position for you?
Never! First of all, it's TikTok Live.
Give me your roses.
Give me your roses. Let's get a galaxy. Here's my popper story. Well, obviously, everybody knows I ran with the musical theater kids in college.
Were poppers big then? I didn't know that. I thought they got invented like a year ago.
They're a disco drug. So, like, they were kind of around in the 80s. Don't do poppers. I'm not advocating for people to do poppers. But, okay, I was over 18. I was an adult making my own stupid decisions. And what we would do, you basically would, we'd all be at a party. Mm-hmm. Again, I ran with, and I think that it is typically, yeah, like the butthole drug is what they say. It's muscle relaxant.
Please.
No, go for it.
I think it's important that we tell the world that what my connotation with poppers is.
Please, tell me your connotation with poppers.
You're saying it.
Yeah. It's a butthole drug. So basically, it was a disco drug in the 80s to loosen your butthole. And often gay men would use it as like, what's the word? An aphrodisiac.
It loosens the sphincter.
Yeah, sure.
So that you can do the do. So you'll
that's
see.
That's like what it was used for. Now,
so you'll see like, you know, in a disco or gay bar, someone holding a sign and be like, anyone got poppers?
Yeah.
So and it's because you're trying to do the dirty.
There you go. So that's what it was typically
used
for.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're not interested in your sphincter being
loosened. No, I don't need my sphincter to be loosened.
You don't need it.
That's not something I'm after,
not
typically.
Not your goal.
Well, what happened was we sent someone to the sex store because
they sell it at the. Are poppers legal? I don't know what they even are.
So basically, you'd be at a college party, and you'd be like, we all had a poppers. So we get in the car, and like someone was sober, so we get in the car, because don't drive drunk.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, Miles. I was worried about that story until you gave that disclosure.
We get in the car.
You wearing this cowboy hat is making this so much better.
We go to the sex store where you can buy poppers in North Carolina.
Do you need an ID?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need an ID to get in the sex store.
It goes on your permanent record.
But basically also, we'd arrive back to the party and then, yeah, you sniff the popper.
Love it.
Yeah.
I guess I would. I don't.
By the way, we would have been friends in college. You would have done poppers. If we went to college at the same time. Because it was just like a fun, like, oh, whoa, we're like at a thing. And then the problem, it gives you a huge headache. It's just basically what it does is it flushes your body, like with blood. It flushes your face.
By the way, he said, he pointed at me and said, we would have been friends in college. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
Okay, I would have felt bad for you. He's like, I don't think we would have.
He said, I would have.
Like, theater and film don't often intertwine.
Except for when you're me.
Except when you're
you. 1 foot in the theater department, 1 foot in the film department where I was hated. No, I didn't really have that many friends in the film department because they were kind of like dork ass weird. No, I just like, I was also, by the way, when I say film, that's like my spin on it. It was the communications : media studies and production department. And then in the dramatic arts department. And then I was a minor in writing for the screen and stage.
Okay.
Oh.
Double major, minor, baby.
A lot of words to say, useless degree.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of words to say that, like, I had a lot of fun in college.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, we would do poppers.
Okay, so far we have poppers and
sneezing.
So we're
going to have to maybe go 10 minutes over. Just in case.
That's so rainy in the edit. It's going to make that story sound fine.
It does sound fine.
But it was just, but basically gives you a huge headache at the end because it's like, it just makes you feel flushed.
Did you look up if they're legal?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, it says that they're technically legal to possess.
Unless you're in a club and you need to get your thing done, going down.
This is the funniest. Zach trying to be an ally and also not promote drugs to kids. There's a meme there. Zach looking, it's the guy looking at the two girls. Zach trying to be an ally. Zach trying not to promote drugs to kids.
Don't do drugs unless it's part of your identity and expression.
All right, we gotta do a hard left off this topic.
Oh my god! Anyway, guys, what's up? What's good? Rainy, you got a segment?
I got some seggies.
Go ahead, Rainy. Achoo! Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
So I have a segment called "I looked at your guys' Spotify."
No.
Oh fuck!
I thought I privated all that shit.
Oh
no! No! Shit. No! No!
Now I will say Zach did, so we might have to do his live.
Okay.
Wait, you looked at... Mine's not private? I'm listening to exclusively porn audios. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so curious.
Hour-long sneeze compilation.
I'm shocked.
So...
Uh-oh.
The problem with this segment is actually I was listening to your Spotify on the way to and fro Zach's house for last week.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm upset that mine's... I would love you to listen to my Spotify.
Well, we can do it now. We can go through the list.
Great.
Miles, your music isn't that bad.
I would say actually that my music is, I have iconic music taste amongst the community.
I'm oh nearly certain that your music taste, much like mine, is trapped in amber. I'm going to go ahead and say that whatever you were listening to in 2013.
No, actually.
No, it's not.
It's not. And bumping Eminem's old record. I wasn't listening to Eminem in 2014. But
I guess 2014 was a little late for him. I was like, are we?
Yeah, I was in college. I wasn't listening to Eminem.
Okay, okay.
But fucking high school, middle school, absolutely bumping M. But Rainey, what were your findings?
So.
Professor Rainey, what were your findings?
So you have, I mean, I have so many questions, actually. You have one playlist called Pump.
Fuck. Are my playlist? I'm so embarrassed.
Now.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God, my fucking playlists are public?
And I...
Priving this the second... Remind me before this episode comes out that I privated everything.
Rainey, I need to know, name one song on Pump, because Pump could be two very different playlists.
I can't tell which it is.
It's not a sex playlist.
I wasn't even thinking.
Every time I pump. Hey Siri, play Pump. Oh my god.
And so it kind of runs the gamut between these really like cool but like a little bit like not aggressive but like duh 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 sort of songs. And also Wiggle by Jason Derulo.
Of course Wiggle by Jason Momoa. Jason Derulo.
Is that song on multiple times?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
It's every fourth song.
Well, yeah, Pump is, I would say, a bunch of bangers. Honestly, now I want to pull up Pump.
Miles just, he goes, skip, skip, skip. Oh, here we go.
Well, I think that, let me pull up Pump so I can, because I want to provide a little context
also,
here.
Since it's public, I'll also pull up
So,
Pump.
I mean, another question I have is on Pump.
On Pump. Okay, so Pump also is Crazy by 4 Minute, which is a song I learned from Zach.
Oh.
Her by Megan Thee Stallion. Eagles Are Ruining My Life by Corpse, which is kind of like, okay, I'm awesome.
That one was cool.
It's a good one. I
honestly,
that.
Like, I was listening. I was like, these are good songs. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I was a big Corpse
There's
fan.
No way this is you, Miles Bond. You have a playlist called 23? No.
No. I'm private from just Zach. Mo Bounce by Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
I-G-G-Y.
So I'm so humble.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Your profile picture.
I got it. Okay, I'm
you
changing all this shit.
Little baby dork.
How old were you in that photo?
This is adorable.
I don't think that I'm 21 or 22. I'm probably 22, but I look like a baby because I don't have a beard.
Pump has two saves, by the way.
Pump has two people have saved the, oh my God. Whoa. Three saves on Pump. I would say Pump is a good playlist, but not my best.
This is you working out?
No, Pump is just sort of when I want to get pumped up.
Now, tell me, Miles, about when you're in that, quote, euphoria feeling.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, this is so embarrassing because these are, like, things I made so that I would remember, like, what I wanted to listen to. The idea that I named this euphoria feeling and I'm listening to the Euphoria soundtrack is, like, I'm devastated that this is public information. And there's been so many things that are cut from this episode, this can't be. So I'm like, holy shit. Yeah.
What if I told you that your story about doing poppers was not the worst thing?
Was not the most embarrassing thing that I told on this episode. The fact that I have,
this fucking rips.
Euphoria Feeling is just, yeah, my favorite songs from the Euphoria soundtrack. And then Cult Leader by King Mala, which is a sick song.
So that was made, I'm guessing, to kind of put you back in that
euphoria, feeling.
So my favorite playlist on here is Good Good Ladies.
And that's where I am as well. And
every other song is Lord and Maggie Rogers. No, it's two songs Lord, one song Maggie Rogers. And then you go down a little bit, Kesha.
But it literally goes Lord, Maggie, Lord, Kesha.
And then, of course, Fergie. MILF by Fergie.
Also, Do My Thing by Miley. Love that.
Yeah, it's all my good, good ladies.
Yeah.
It's the Lady Boppers. And I think I made that playlist like when I first moved to LA. And I want to say Lord's album had just come out. And I was like, this rips. I have to make a playlist called Good, Good Ladies.
Now, what if I told you that Miles doesn't just have his own playlists? Oh. He has a playlist saved. Josh Radnor's Song of the Day.
Okay, so this is actually, I'm going to put you guys on some shit. So Josh Radnor, twee icon from How I Met Your Mother, like some years ago, I don't even know when the fuck this was, he made a playlist every day for a year. He did a Song of the Day. And they're all kind of like, it's like folksy, indie, kind of alternative stuff. And he was just like every song, every day he would pick a song or put it on the playlist. So there's like a ton of songs on there that are really, really great. And I fucking listen to it all the time.
Do you listen to that more or less than Sunday Brekkie?
Okay, Sunday Brekkie though. Sunday Brekkie is also a bop. A
lot of Hozier.
But I got to say that a Sunday Brekkie I feel like might even be a stolen playlist from somewhere else that I repurposed.
Oh, and now I'm looking at one that's Party, 0 minutes, no songs.
I can't even see that. Oh, there we go. Party. Yeah.
Miscellaneous is good. Also no songs.
This is where I was gonna throw a party and then I decided not to.
Yeah, for the Pump, are you playing it in front of other people?
Or none of these are meant for anyone else. Except for Smooth Smooth Living Room, which is a playlist that I play every morning.
Aww,
which is
rainy
just
jazz.
Time. It's just
jazz.
It's just rainy day jazz. And I just play that every morning. It's sort of that's the problem with Spotify is I have a bunch of playlists. Like I also listen to smooth classical, like classical calming music or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have something on.
Yep.
But all of my daily mixes are now classical music, which I think is totally dumb. Like I wish I could filter
because
I don't want Spotify to like. It's like when Spotify puts white noise in your top listen. It's like
brain sounds. It's like no.
I want to disregard this. Like I just put jazz on to have jazz on.
Right. They should have three categories: one, like background.
Yeah.
Two, podcast. Three,
exactly.
Bangers
only. Exactly.
I don't think mine is private.
I couldn't find you.
Well, I have Corn Diddy Jams. Corn Diddy Jams from 2020 is on mine. I saved it.
Corn Diddy
from Zach
Jams.
Feldkorn.
That's Oh. That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Corn Diddy.
Zach Feldkorn is the Facebook name that I used back when I was using Facebook because I was getting all these friend requests from BuzzFeed fans, so I changed my name so they couldn't find me. And now it's out there.
That's Liddy.
So go ahead and send me a friend request if you want. I don't check Facebook. I'll never accept it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to accept your friend request.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, I have a lot of playlists. I'm a big playlist person. But a lot of them are variations of each other.
15-minute sprint. Tell me about that one.
Oh, that was those were a lot of my wedding playlists. So oh. I was making different variations of my wedding mm-hmm. playlist, and if I recall correctly, the 15-minute sprint was a 15-minute dance sprint. So I made playlists not just for my wedding, uh-huh. but like the time that they should slot in depending on the flow of the party.
Oh.
What?
That's just very impressive. I would never think to do that.
I mean, because it was like, for instance, like the We're Breaking Free Troy and Gabriella club remix. I don't want to start the party with that. I want that in the final hour when everyone's lit off their ass. Did the DJ follow my directions? No, he played that really early. I was upset, but then I shook it off and we danced our ass off.
I was upset. It ruined the whole wedding for me. I pouted in the bathroom.
I'm not coming out. A lot of these are, I mean, I've told you about like the music league that I was in. So some of them are like themed to like, trying to find, like, there's a transportation one. I was trying to find songs about transportation, right? It's not a playlist that I actually listen to.
Did you know that, and this is something I found out recently, that there are sites that you can basically buy a one-time use license for YouTube of popular songs?
I did see that.
And I thought that was kind of interesting.
I'm interested.
Because I'm like, you can make a YouTube video, basically, and put Justin Bieber's Yummy. And it costs, I believe, like $85 or something.
And that's Miles' first choice of song.
Yeah, it would be Yummy. every YouTube video I make has to start with Yummy. But I was like, that's kind of funny, like an interesting idea. Because if you had a song, you were just like, I fucking love this song.
Yeah.
And I want to put it in my YouTube video. You could still monetize the video if you buy the license. Which is kind of interesting.
Okay, one more question before we switch to the next. What's the Maggie playlist?
I'm guessing that was a playlist for a birthday party of hers. Oh. What's on it? Tell me.
Party in the USA.
Of course.
Classic.
Shake It. After Gold.
If I'm remembering correctly, that was during the pandemic and it was a year into the pandemic. So we were like in that place of like, okay, are we seeing people? Yeah. Are we not?
Yeah.
And we had an 8-person birthday party at Keith and Becky's house where we like... all tested, and then it was Keith, Becky. Honestly, it may have been like 5 or 6 people. It was us,
the crew,
Matt and Eugene.
People you were already shooting with anyway.
And then we danced. I like brought a bunch of lasers. I made a party playlist, and we danced.
But with
all songs that I knew were like, I wanted to be that every song she goes, this is the best song ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, these songs are really cute. I thought it was a playlist for her that you made for her.
Sort of.
Kind of.
I have a friend that makes his girlfriend, or makes his wife a playlist every single month.
Whoa.
That is too much.
No, it's fucking...
That's so cute.
What's great is I then listen to these... Because he has great, great taste.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that fucking great.
There's no way that every month these are songs for you. This is just like, these are just great songs.
Well, it is for her.
Yeah.
Everyone is like her name and then the month. And
so adorable. And I'm
By the way, how are you guys finding music? Because my music is... Speaking of Stuck in Amber... The same.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that my music discovery used to be a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I think the Spotify algorithm is really good at giving you what you already listen to.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very frustrated with it, and I don't have a good time finding new music. And then like every now and then something I stumble into something I found in the rabbit hole, and I'm just like so excited.
I'm all TikTok. I would say that I get served cool musicians on TikTok, and then I follow their Spotify. And then I listen to, but I get stuck in people. Like for a while, I was only listening to Phoebe Bridgers. And then I was I was in a Boy Genius phase. So I'm like, all right, I'm only listening to Boy Genius. And every time I get my car, that's what I'm putting on. That's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm listening to Tessa Violet.
Yes, that was another person I was going to ask you about.
Yeah,
I love Tessa Violet.
Tessa Violet's really cool, and I want her to be her friend. And also, she does like insane music. She has a song "Crush" that has like 100 million streams on Spotify. It's really popular. You've probably heard it, but
I love that song.
It's amazing.
And I like now, "Bad Ideas" too.
"Bad Ideas" is really good. And then her new album came out recently, and she has a song called "Bad." It's "Bad Bitch," and it's
great. She's a really great pop star. Devin, again, is another person I just got served on TikTok. What's cool about TikTok, though, is I feel like I'm being served artists that are not famous or popular or doing this full time, but they're really good. So, like, a couple of these artists I follow, they'll have, like, 40,000 monthly streams or something like that. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool, whatever. Spotify pays you nothing. It fucking pays you nothing for music. Yeah. And it's crazy because there's all these artists that have a listenership, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's crazy.
So are we going to get to see some of your playlists?
I mean, you guys are welcome to. It is, I mean, it is really embarrassing. I feel like it
Rainy, are you kidding me?
We maybe have even already made these jokes about, like,
is it just Rainy Cole?
Why don't you pass it over to Miles?
Yeah.
Okay, obviously, All by Rainy Toll.
Those are all the songs that I like.
That's incredible.
Because I used to have iTunes be like it was my whole family and it was Rainy's playlist. And so now it's All.
Okay, Rainy, some of these are like, they're so embarrassing. I don't know if I want to say them.
You have a playlist.
I know, you were so embarrassed. I was like, this is not bad.
You have a playlist that's just every song you like.
Rainy, this is... this is a different side of Rainy. I feel like I don't see you very much.
Oh my God,
and now, question mark? Capital B Broken is what playlist. And what's on it? Al Green and Adele. Of course, the Mary Signs of the Time, Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. I'm With You by Avril Lavigne. I mean, Rainy, when are you listening to this playlist?
That was
Heart Broken.
That was a while ago when my heart was broken. Years ago.
Heart broken.
All right.
Now, I'm sure that you guys at home are probably wondering, in Rainey's All playlist, this is every song she likes, does her heart have room for, I don't know, Accidentally in Love from the Shrek 2 soundtrack? And the answer is absolutely yes.
That is awesome,
Rainey. In fact,
Rainey,
that's the fourth song.
Well, they're alphabetical.
Oh, okay.
I'm loving also, please... Rainy,
please.
That one did. As I was driving over, I was like, should I delete that one really?
It is.
Please, lowercase PLS, please let me fall in love again.
You had to. Yes, this is
There's
custom.
There's only four songs in this playlist.
There are four songs. It's Do You Remember by Jack Johnson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
L-O-V-E by Nat King Cole. Butterflies by Thomas Heaton. And For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder.
Really good selection.
The only four that you need.
The only four you need to fall in love again. I mean, this is really vulnerable, Reed.
Songs I always forget about, description, but I'm delighted to remember. Song number one, What a Man by Salt and Pepper.
Great song that I did forget about.
You also have a good lowercase vibe thing going on.
Yeah.
Like the wind. All lowercase.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
Some of the songs, I mean, you got the Head and the Heart. I love that in the heart. Hey, that, Steven by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. That was when I ran the Boston Marathon, and I was like, I just need the best songs ever.
The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson.
Of course. Yeah, and it gets hyper and hyper, or like more and more hype.
That's a fucking banger song. The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson. Ingrid Michaelson in general. Catch me at the Ingrid Michaelson concert when I was a junior in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Just sort of being like,
I wish. She so
I needed you hat all blue and gold.
I feel bad that I didn't have more vulnerable playlists, because all mine are like either, basically every single one is cool things to listen to on drugs. It's just all of my playlists are different variations.
Wow,
of that.
Zach's cool, I guess. And me and Rainy wear our hearts on our sleeve.
Rainy's crying.
Heart broken. I want a t-shirt that says that. Heart question mark? Broken.
Broken.
Broken. All right, well, next segment.
How could we?
How long have we been going? I'm so sweaty.
How could we have possibly any more room in this episode? We've gone everywhere.
Okay, so this is a question that my sister told me about that she's been asking everybody.
Yeah.
What? Let's go around and say our first impressions of each other.
I don't remember meeting almost anybody.
You don't remember what you thought of me?
But I do. My first impression of Miles was not of him as a person, but of him as a creator, because Keith brought him up, and so I'm like, all right, let me take a look at this fucking guy. And I went into his little video profile, and my first, I've told you this before, my impression was, this guy knows how to time a Zoom.
Let's go.
That's a huge compliment.
That's a huge compliment.
And it's comedic timing. I knew I could see that he had a sense for rhythm, and that's something that you can't teach.
That's right.
Wow.
That's exactly what I think about every time I listen to Pump.
Caitlin, do you have one for Zach?
You know this story already.
We met at a coffee shop.
Yeah, I was so scared because it was for my interview. It was my last interview and we went to a coffee shop. And I was like, I got there a little early. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go in, order my drink, find a table for us, right? I'll be prepared. I go in, I'm in line, I ordered. I panic ordered, but so I was waiting in line to pick up my drink. Zach just comes up behind me. I don't even know because I was like, I guess like you saw my Instagram or something. But I was like, I don't know. I was like, how does he even know that this was me? So I turned around because he's just like, hey, da, da, da. I was like, hi. And then he was like, oh, did you order? Like, what are you waiting? And I was like, yeah. He goes, what did you order? And then I was like, oh, I got an iced chai latte. And he goes, did you get oat milk? And I said, I panicked because I didn't get oat milk and I usually would. But when I ordered, I panicked and I was just like, regular milk is fine. And so I said to you, I was like, no, but I usually do. I just panic ordered and I got whole milk and you went, and I was like,
oh my God, you fucking dick.
And I was like, okay, so I will not be getting this job because I got home.
You thought that I was judging you for getting the wrong milk?
No, Zach, you literally went because you were like, oh, did you get oat milk? Like you said it so seriously. And I was just like, and I rambled. I was like, oh no, but da-da. And you literally just went, like you didn't even really, and then you were just like, well, we're sitting over there, and I was like, okay.
That's so deeply weird to me. I must have been like trying to be like, that's my order, because that's what I would have gotten. That sounds good. A little treat for me.
That's so funny. I'm trying to think of my first impression of Rainey was like, I was like, whoa, she worked at a radio station.
By the way, no one listening has recovered from how deeply weird that was of me.
Yeah, by the way, it was totally weird.
They're just like, maybe not.
He's actually sort of going around town being
asking if people.
I go, oat milk?
I go to different tables and I go, did you get the sashimi? No.
So weird.
Sorry, is that cheese on your burger?
That's weird.
That's so funny.
That's fucking weird.
Well, my first impression of Rainey, I remember actually because we interviewed a couple people and everyone was great. But I remember after interviewing you just being like, that's the person we're going to hire.
Oh my God.
Because I was just like, oh yeah, perfect. Obvious fit, like fun to chat with. It was easy. You worked at a radio station. So I was just like, yeah, that's great.
Wow.
You gave off a very, but although you were very, this happens with every employee at every single job, you start and you're sort of like the buttoned up version of yourself. And then now you're like, you know, Rainey's sort of capital R.
Capital R-A-I-N-E.
Capital R-A-I-N-E. But I think that happened to me too, though. Like when I first started, I was like a little bit like, okay, yeah, like let me just, okay, oh, cool, guys. Like,
wear real clothes.
All right, cool. Yeah. I'll just the camera put in the right place. And then, you know, then you become the silly version of yourself.
I know. It's kind of exhausting to do that first stint of like,
really,
how are you today? You
know? Yeah. How are you today? I'm fine. I saw the new Marvel film.
And then you sort of, you come out of your shell and you have fun.
Yeah. I remember when I met you in real life. I mean, you get this all the time. It's like super, I was like, oh my God. So
I know. Big tall.
Big tall.
I remember, that always happens, by the way. I saw a friend I hadn't seen since college. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and we were really good friends in college.
Yeah.
And I saw her on the street in LA and I was like, hey, what's up? And she was like, oh, whoa, really tall.
You know me.
I was like, we're friends for years in college.
It is like, striking, though. It's like, oh, this is a different size person.
I know.
Big boy.
Okay, yeah. I have another story.
Okay, please.
I've been getting into Legos.
Dude.
Really, Rainey.
Fucking stoked for where this is going.
Very excited about this.
I am loving playing with Legos.
You're a Legomaniac.
I'm a Legomaniac.
Where did this come from?
Okay, so my mom, over Christmas, my mom bought like a few crafts, including Legos.
Legos are crafts? Sure. Yeah, okay. Why not?
What are you talking about?
Let's go. I asked and I answered and we're moving on. I just wanted to confirm it.
It's Bill, yeah. And so my older sister's boyfriend is really into Legos. So he starts, not like really into them, but like he was like, oh, great, Legos.
A normal amount into them.
So he opens it. He starts doing it. I start doing it. I'm like, I'm obsessed with this.
What was it?
That one was the succulent one. Kind of challenging.
You made a succulent out of Legos?
Yeah. So then I was like, I must get some more Legos. Forgot about it. Went to LA, completely forgot about it. But then, okay, this is a lot of my mom just buying me Legos.
Okay, mommy bought Rainey some Legos.
Because then she gave me a Valentine's Day package with a little dog, a Lego dog. And then I finished that in one night, and I immediately went to the Lego store in the Glendale.
I just want to stop you. You're like, I finished it in one night. How complicated could a Lego dog possibly have been
it that
it took
tiny.
More than one night?
It was like this big.
Three pieces. So
I finished it in the course of a single night, 7 hours, and I'm done. It's like 10 pieces.
But the question that I want to ask is, so then I bought the London Eye, the London set. Very cool. But, okay, at the beginning I was like, they forgot a piece. They forgot a piece. I can't believe they forgot a piece. Then I found the piece. And I was like, what a nice life lesson. Like, calm down. Like, just wait a second. It might show
Trust
up.
Trust the process.
Now that I'm 2/3 of the way through, they really didn't include all the pieces, I swear.
Wait. You got to do it in one sitting. If you separate this over time, you're bound to lose stuff.
Well, it's just on my table.
Did you put... Oh, big mistake. Huge ring. You're supposed to put it in a bucket.
Well, don't they? No, they like piece out the pieces in like. In
yeah, but
like,
that's for losers. Put everything in a big bucket. And then you sort of parse through. Basically, you just want to make sure that if it's on the table, it's going to be on the floor. If it's on the floor, it's going to be in the dog's or cat's mouth. You don't have a dog or cat? Well, think again.
That's why I'm like, where is it? I've searched high and low. They completely disappeared.
Lego makes no mistakes.
Really?
You think they would be a $1 billion company? If they were forgetting pieces in the London set? No way.
Yeah, because it is so disappointing. Now, like, some of my little London Eye is all broken.
Are you sure it's together? Are you sure it's together? Like,
well,
it's together, right?
There is a good chance it's not.
The kid that lives upstairs from me and Sarah, he is really into Legos. Mm. He's always showing me and Sarah Aww. All sorts of little
That's
Lego things.
That's going to be
things.
Me. I'm going to bring in my
so
Legos
funny.
To the office.
He's like, check this out. It's a fucking spaceship. And it's awesome. I love it.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was a big Lego kid, obviously. And I made a prototype out of Legos for a wind turbine car. We all made cool cars. It was a car with a fan on the back of it. And I was convinced this was going to change the world. It was going to solve global warming. I asked my parents to put it in an envelope and mail it to Mr. President Bill Clinton.
So funny. Did Bill respond?
He did. No, of course not.
Thank you for your service.
I'm sure Secret Service incinerated it.
Yeah.
That's so immediately. Sweet. Little Zach. Like,
I was like,
the president needs this.
The president needs to see this. I, a 6-year-old child, have solved global warming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so cute.
I love Legos. There's something so satisfying about the building. Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit of a mental shift where I hate putting together furniture. And then I'm like, wait a second. A Lego for adults.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I see. I see where I was really confused. I was like, are you making furniture out of Legos? But
Miles yawned, rainy.
Sorry.
You know, if you think about building your furniture as like, oh, step by step,
yeah,
I'm doing Legos.
It doesn't quite hit the same.
It hasn't hit the same, but I'm
Legos
trying to make
so
it hit the same.
Satisfying.
They really are nice to put together.
Have you guys, so I'm only doing sets exclusively, but I know you can just kind of raw dock and just have a bunch of pieces and build whatever you want.
So I use, right now I'm using, I don't know if they're Duplo, because I think Duplo is actually a different company, but Lego makes big Lego.
Big Lego.
And maybe that is Duplo. But they, for kids, for like toddlers.
Yeah.
So me and Julian are playing with Legos all the time. And when I say me and Julian are playing with them, I mean I'm building really awesome Lego stuff.
Yeah.
And then he is taking it apart.
Slobbering.
He plays
all
Godzilla.
Over it.
I build like a little city and he comes and he takes it all apart and it's awesome. But they're really fun. I like it, satisfies and scratches my brain.
Yeah. There's, I mean, it's a very different mode. You typically buy the set.
Yeah.
And then eventually one piece of it breaks or falls off and you go, well, I can never rebuild that. You smash it down, you put it into the bucket.
And then the bucket is from where imagination happens.
That's where imagination happens. That's the free play zone.
And then there's a few extra pieces in case you buy a set and they didn't include all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's where maybe you stumble upon the solve for global warming.
Right.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I was recently asked to procure, to give someone a bio. I'm doing like this arthritis walk thing. Mm-hmm. And are you nodding? Do you know where this is going? No. Okay. Thank God. And I was looking at my bio and it like, you know, bios are stupid. You like have to list all your accolades and brag about yourself. Uh-huh. So like, you know, I wanted to make it cheeky, make it a little funny, a little self-deprecate in it. And so I like list off, it's like Zach Kornfeld is creator of Try Guys. He does this, 8 million subscribers, New York Times bestseller, and frequently memed.
And frequently memed.
I like that.
Do we like it or is it?
Oh, are we, you're pitching it. Is it? I thought it was done.
No, it's done. And I feared, I looked at it and I went, Chuki?
I don't think it's self-deprecating.
Mm.
I think it's sort of like
and frequently people meme memed. Me. Imagine if, here's the thing. Imagine if Quinta said that. She wouldn't.
Scolding. Scolding burn.
You got me there.
Hey, Zach, I want to let you know, it's all love.
Speaking of my bio, I think I'm going to change my Instagram bio to... Sorry, I forgot for a second.
Sorry, Rainy blacked out.
She's going to change her Instagram bio to heartbroken.
By the way, the profile picture for that, I don't know if you saw, was a ton of messages in white and then... like one line of blue and then a bunch more white.
Brutal.
What's your new bio?
Okay. Valedictorian of my high school, parentheses, self-appointed.
Pretty funny. That's really funny, actually. Good.
Okay, approved.
No, at Try Guys in there?
At Try Guys. But yeah. And
give
mean,
us that plug.
Thing.
Gotta give us the rainy bump.
Yeah, podcast picks at Try Guys.
I like the joke of high school, but I think... I think you're tethering yourself to a past identity.
Well, mine is host of Perfect Person, funny tall guy number two for Try Guys, coffee shop enjoyer.
That's good. When did you come up with that?
What do you mean?
Like, do you remember?
I would say it was podcast producer.
Do I have a bio?
At Try Guys. Whoa, flex.
No bio.
No, I don't even have a bio.
No, Maggie, I think, has made me change it multiple times.
It says video dude.
Zach, I think
huge
you should
city
that.
Buddy.
I
video dude.
At one point, what the fuck should it say?
It should say I run shit.
That's you think that's better?
Yeah.
I run shit.
I run shit at Try Guys. There you go. I run shit at Try Guys.
What about
don't at me?
What about that guy from the Try Guys? Parentheses. No, not that one.
No, move on, man.
What about I run shit? Okay, so I'm changing it to I run shit.
At Try Guys. I run shit at Try Guys.
That feels
come
so...
Come on, man. Fucking... Oh, I run shit at Try Guys. Like, I'm a fucking...
All right, great.
You know? Oh, it doesn't have to be like little weasel dork Zach Kornfeld anymore. You know? You're an entrepreneur,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah, take
hell
back
yeah.
your power.
Hell yeah.
I run shit.
I run
and then
shit.
A middle finger emoji.
Done. All right, I'm adding it. Is there a middle finger emoji?
No, there's not. I think that...
Did I do the raka.
Wait, is there one? I didn't know that you could use it.
I don't think we want the middle finger.
I run shit. Fuck you.
I run shit. Fuck you.
Well, Rainy, we have to be done, right?
I'm going to piss myself.
The advice will be like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll milk the advice.
Just knowing that Rainy's going to cut 40 minutes of this episode. Okay, here we go.
No, not 40.
All right, 20.
I'm like light.
Is it bad to have done poppers?
Do you need advice? Because I know a guy, he was wearing a cowboy hat, but now he's not. His name is Miles, and here he goes.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go for miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? How y'all doing tonight?
Woo, 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 woo.
Are you guys so excited for 2024?
Actually, yeah, I am. I am.
That's right, Rainy.
Yeah.
We have so many goals. We have so many ideas. We have so many things to do.
We run shit.
We run shit in here. But have you ever wanted to be like, actually, I want to be off the grid.
Yes.
Actually,
always.
I want my ideas.
I run away from shit.
I run away from my problems. I run away from my problems. Have you ever wanted your ideas to be put on paper?
Huh.
Introducing journaling.
I love this.
Journaling is back.
Yeah, baby.
And it's better than ever.
How are you journaling?
I have a little tiny notebook.
Love
that's
it.
In my backpack, very small, field pocket and reporter.
Can you fit it in your pocket?
I could if I wanted to, but I wouldn't even dare try. I don't like to have things in my pockets. But I do have a little notebook and I do have a little pen and I do have little notes that I take sometimes and I'm like, do this. Me. And I find that it actually, if I write a note on my phone, it's in the abyss.
Oh, not me. I'm scrolling right on through my notes app. My notes app, I'm upset. One of my most commonly used apps.
I do too, but then sometimes I feel like I write it down and then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, it does get underneath a bunch of grocery lists.
It's a
lists.
Huge idea that I'm never going to forget. And then I'm scrolling back and I'm like, didn't do anything with this. But if I write it on a little piece of paper, then it's written down in the world. So if the internet goes down and all our phones black out and Y2K happens, a record will be.
I've tried digital task keeping and it just.
You don't know about Y2K?
You don't know Y2K? There was like a whole.
Okay, so
I don't think I really know.
Okay,
either.
So this is actually kind of interesting. I remember it very clearly.
It was a huge deal.
I was in my friend's basement. They were having a New Year's Eve party. My parents were upstairs. All the kids are in the basement. And basically what they thought might happen was they had designed computers at the end of the 90s. And there was a fringe theory that the way that they had written the computer coding language was such that people were worried that once the it actually became
from
2000
because it was only two numbers. So yeah. From 99 to 00,
people were worried that all the computers would fail and planes would drop out of the sky and
the world banking system would collapse.
Oh my gosh.
Because they were just like, we have not prepared our computer language to be ready for this 00.
This was news for months leading up to the year 2000.
That's exciting.
Yes. But
yeah, but
more
not an ancient
like,
prophecy, more failing of technology.
More like practical. Like, we built this technology at a time when this made sense, and now it's like, it doesn't make sense anymore.
So planes, I'm assuming they were like, let's just be safe and like not have planes. Hopefully.
I actually don't know if any planes flew on Y2K. I would imagine they probably didn't.
I certainly
why is it called
did.
Y2K?
Because the year 2000.
Oh.
So Y2K. But I think I could be wrong about that, though. But yeah, basically, I remember being in my friend's basement, and we were down there, and he was on the computer right as it turned midnight, and he was like, all right, seems like it's still working. And they like went online and stuff. It was crazy.
Wait, how old were you when it turned 2000?
Really young. I was 7.
Yeah.
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 But I remember.
But you remember.
I have
a
memory
of memories.
Being in the basement when all the older kids were there, and I was like a younger kid, and the older kids were on the computer. Like they were probably in middle school, you know.
That's
7.
Fun.
So digital, yeah. I've tried all sorts of digital task keeping, and it's not real. If you're not writing it down, it's not a to-do list. I don't know. I've tried. It doesn't stick.
I agree with that because it commits it to memory.
Yeah.
But I will say I read this quote once a while ago that was like, the difference between a good writer and a bad writer is just the ability to carry a notepad and write stuff down when you have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Well, also, Sarah, actually, speaking of, this is sort of reversing, I guess, my advice. But Sarah bought this thing recently that is a totally silly and frivolous purchase. But basically, she was like, because we have a baby, we're like, we want our calendars to be synced up. And it was this thing, and I think it was like $100. But basically, all it is a it's a tablet, but all it does is show calendar.
Huh.
So it shows both of our calendars synced into one. And it doesn't do anything else. It can't go online. It can't do anything. I guess it goes online because it connects your calendar. But then it's on in our kitchen. So in the morning when you go in, you can look at both of our calendars together and be like, okay, does this... Because she was like, it gets lost in the phone. I want to see it in a place.
Yeah.
And then it shows both of our calendars. So we're like, if I have an appointment or something, and because we have Julian. So it's kind of... It's like putting the digital physical.
I was over at Reinecker's house. This is months and months ago, but he has his kitchen. It's just a chalkboard wall. And so every month they redo a chalkboard calendar.
Oh, wow.
On the wall. And like for me, I'm such a person that if I lack object permanence, if I don't see something, it disappears, it's gone. And so for him, I was like looking at this month and I was like, oh, you have this concert on this weekend to look forward to. And like this thing,
cool.
This doctor appointment, and like seeing a big calendar, it made me, you know, all my calendars are digital. I'm jealous of this thing. I want to see my calendars.
It's nice because it does make me be like, oh, okay, I have like this thing going on or like whatever. Like it's cool to see it all laid out in front of me.
My school bulletin board.
Yeah.
Like I go in to my kitchen in the morning and there's the bulletin board of our calendar and what's happening today and what's happening this week.
By the way, how have you not made an Apple Vision Pro video?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, everyone's doing it. It's so funny scrolling through YouTube now. It's just the same thumbnail over and over and over again.
I've seen TikToks of them. I don't think they're that funny.
Well, I just think you could do an interesting twist on another video format with the thing. Like someone was like, I did Apple Vision Pro about driving or whatever. But like there's some people that are using it for funny, stupid.
Oh, you know what it was? It was just this TikTok that I saw was just somebody at a cafe cash register and then had the vision on and then it was like the menu. And I was like, but I'm sure the menu was like right there.
Oh, that's stupid. No, people are using them for dumb things that they shouldn't be used for. But
like,
it's funny.
Try Guys, Try Lay's underwear in Apple Vision Pro.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Well. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, don't do poppers, guys.
Unless it's part of your identity.
Unless you have a sneeze kink.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
have a good ass week.
Bye.
Have a good ass week.